Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about living with joy, about experiencing the joy that was brought to earth by Jesus, learning how to live in that joy and to share that joy. And today we're going to focus in on joy that comes from God's Spirit. And it's part of that fruit produced by God's Spirit within our life. At least it ought to be. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Oftentimes we get caught up in the tension between law and grace, between what we have to do and what we can do. And we recognize that God's Word is full of instructions, it's full of commands, it's full of precepts and things that we ought to follow because we love God. And when we begin to become weary of thinking is too much to remember, God comes along and tells us these things that are produced by His Spirit. And the good news is He says that in Acts chapter 2, that those who were baptized into Christ not only receive the forgiveness of sin, but the gift of God's Spirit to live within us. And so it's not something that is given to a select few. It's not something that we have to work on earning. It's a gift from God. And part of that fruit is joy. And when we learn to live with the realization that it's not something that we have to manufacture, it's probably not even something we can typically manufacture, but God's Spirit produces it in us. And this fruit of the Spirit, it described as a singular fruit with many parts. The text generally doesn't use the plural fruits of the Spirit, and we get to choose. It's like going to a buffet, and somehow we think that we can put on our plate what we want and leave off what we don't want. And so we look at the list and we think, well, love, that's a good thing. I think I'll have some of that. Joy is good. I'll put a portion of that on my plate. Peace. Oh, everybody wants peace. Let's do a double helping of peace. Patient. Oh, wait a minute. I think I'll just leave that for somebody else. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Yeah, those things I can have a little bit of, just a sample. Gentleness. Self-control. Well, now, this is a buffet after all. What does self-control have to do with any of this? You see, that's almost the way we often act when we think about the fruit of God's Spirit. We'll take what we want and we'll leave what we don't, and yet that's not really how it's supposed to work. We're able to have each element of that because we have the other elements. The love and joy that we want, the peace, are possible because of the patience that God's Spirit produces, because of the self-control that God's Spirit produces. You see, these all work together to accomplish within us that which God desires. And as I mentioned Sunday, and it's one of those lessons I remember from childhood, and Mom was one of my Sunday school teachers, But this was a pretty common way of remembering, and As I mentioned Sunday in the intro to the sermon, it may be where I began the idea of an acrostic, but you know, I say this idea of joy from God's perspective was all about priorities. It was Jesus first, others second, yourself last. And so many times we get so focused on self, we lose our joy because, well, life isn't easy. Life becomes difficult. Life is confusing. We focus on what's going on in our life, and it's not always joyful. But when we allow God's Spirit to produce within us a joy that doesn't come from us, but comes from Him, we find joy in serving others. As we serve others, we find joy in knowing Jesus. And as we allow that joy to grow through the help of God's Spirit, we find joy with ourselves. You see, living life ought to be, for the Christian, an empowering and powerful thing. As I mentioned Sunday, this idea that when Mary shows up at the home of Elizabeth, John leaps in Elizabeth's womb for joy because of the presence of Jesus in Mary. God's Spirit was already producing joy, not just in Mary, not just in Elizabeth, but in this yet-to-be-born child that would be named John. And that's the kind of joy that God wants us to live with, the same Spirit that came upon Mary to bring about Jesus is the same Spirit that God indwells us with so that Jesus can be seen in us, so that the joy that He has can be made complete in us. The people around us ought to leap with joy because they see Jesus in us. They recognize His work in our life. They understand that what we're doing is not of ourselves and is impossible of ourselves, but it's the work of God's Spirit. When we allow God's Spirit to fill us with a joy that is incomprehensible to this world, we shine a bright light. The Bible says, and Jesus came upon the scene of this earth, that He came as a light in the darkness. And the darkness could not overcome it, and the darkness could not understand it. And when we allow that light to shine in us, that light of God's joy, we help others experience a joy that is unreachable without the presence of God. God's Spirit is designed to produce within us a great work. A work of transformation, a work that changes us from the inside out. An ongoing work, a continuing work, not a once and done congratulations, you're finished work, but a lifetime of work that prepares us for eternity with God. And that joy produced by God's Spirit puts together all of these pieces of the fruit of His Spirit. And it accomplishes much. Not just for us, but for those that God calls us to, for those that we interact with. It's a joy that accomplishes much because of God's Spirit within our workplace, within our schools, within our homes, within our neighborhoods, within our communities. When we live with that kind of joy, we represent Jesus well. And His Spirit leads us and guides us, equips us and makes it possible to have real joy. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us in the midst of life that is so topsy-turvy and upside down at times, and you give us what's needed in order to live with joy. A joy that comes from so deep within that we can't produce it on our own, but a joy which is produced by your Spirit, a part of the fruit that your Spirit produces within us when we allow it to work unfettered. And so, God, today, help us to take whatever chains that we have put upon your Spirit and allow you the freedom to work in our life. And may every aspect of the fruit of your Spirit be produced in a mighty way in our life. As we focus today on the joy, may we also desire and put into practice the love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. May all of those things work together with the joy that's produced in order to represent Jesus well. Father, as we look to your Spirit to guide us and direct us, may it fill us with a joy that is incomprehensible. A joy that makes not only ourselves, but makes others question where it comes from. And Father, as those questions arise, may we be confident in our explanation that it's produced by your Spirit, that it comes from you, that it's not of ourselves, but it's your gift. That even in the midst of difficulty and even in the midst of hardship, we can experience joy because your Spirit is producing it. And so, God, help us to see a bigger picture than what our eyes normally look at. May we recognize your Spirit is preparing us for eternity. And may the joy that we have represent Jesus well, so that we would lift him up in everything, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.